appreciate you spending time with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. And you can always find out more at stevegruber.com. Every week or two, we have Tom Colson on the program from Liberty Coin Service. And if you have a collectible, a coin, something you've bought, inherited, found on the street, whatever it might be, send a picture to coins@stevegruber.com. Coins@stevegruber.com. That's not a website. That's an email. And some people get confused about that the other day. But we do get some pretty good response. Tom Colson back with me as he is. Tom, good to see you.
Good to see you, Steve. Good morning.
Always appreciate it. Good morning. Gold in a stronger position. We talked about this the last time we spoke, but it's kind of staying right there about where it was the last time we spoke, above $1,900, not getting to $2,000, because you kind of indicated that if it broke the previous high, which was a few months ago, that some interesting things could happen. That hasn't happened yet. Where are we?
Yeah, right now we're about 1920 or so, so about the same as we've been over the last week. It seems to be pulling up to around 1930 or 1940, and then it sells off a little bit. So we're kind of stuck in this range for the time being. The beginning of February is off at a time where gold will move one way or the other pretty significantly. So we'll see if that happens here, but that's something to kind of keep an eye on. Is that's usually when the year beginning of the year rally decides to go one way or the other.
But you can't say if it's going to be one way or the other. See, that leaves me confused. It's going to be this way
at this
or that
point,
way.
I can't. I know. I feel like things are looking pretty solid here, and things look like they could be going in an upward direction. But right now, I think we got to wait for a week or two to see how that plays out.
So the dollar still remains pretty strong on the world markets then, and that kind of keeps the price of gold where it is. If the dollar gets weak, we've talked about this before, Tom, if the dollar gets weak, which historically it ebbs and flows like anything else, but if the dollar gets weak, that means the price of gold will certainly go up, doesn't it?
Yep, that's true. It's almost by necessarily that if the dollar's weaker, the gold's going to be stronger. And I think we've seen the dollar index peak at least back last fall. So, you know, I don't know if it's going to get back to where it was then, but the trend has been slowly weakening, I think.
Yeah, what do you see in other metals? Obviously, a lot of people invest in silver as well. You keep a close eye on that market as well. Silver demand has been, it's not always the same as gold. You would think that they would track together, but that's not always true, is it?
Oftentimes they do trade in lockstep, but right now silver's been a little bit of the laggard over the last week or 2 weeks. Gold's been pretty strong. Silver's kind of been flat. Demand for gold in the store has been pretty strong over the last week, and silver's been steady, but not to the extent that I've seen people buy gold. So for the moment, silver's been kind of held back a little bit. I don't think that will be the case as we go forward, but at least for now, it's kind of been a little bit flat.
Yeah, oftentimes, like you say, they march together, but sometimes they deviate. I guess this is one of those times. I guess we'll keep an eye on it as we move into February with what you just told us. I learned a little something here today. Watch February. It could be a pretty good indicator of what happens for the next few weeks, maybe a bit longer. All right. I want to look at some stuff that was sent in. Again, coins@stevegruber.com. Coins@stevegruber.com. If you've got something you found. And it doesn't just have to be coins or precious metals. Tom has been in the collecting business for a very long time. It's like having a museum curator around. He knows. So if you got something curious, a comic book or a memorabilia piece of some sort, take a picture. We'll take a stab at it. Can't guarantee you. The results here are not guaranteed, but we'll take a stab at it, won't we, Tom? All right. We start now with a penny, and this is a penny from, I believe, 1831. Large cent, they called this. They were as big as quarters back then.
Even a little bit bigger. That's almost the size of a half dollar. But yeah, that's a U.S. large cent. It's called the coronet style large cent, which they made from 1816 to 1839. And the reason they're so big is they actually tried to put a cent's worth of copper at the time in each one of those. So that's a representation of what 1 cent worth of copper would have been in 1831.
I think you taught me the last time we got together here that I think the year was 1984, maybe. If you have pennies prior to 1984, they have a couple of cents worth of copper in each one. Was that the year?
It's 1981 and earlier.
81.
Midway through 1982, they switched. So you can count on anything 1981 and earlier.
So those coins, from the time they stopped making wheat pennies till the time of about 1979, 1980, you can count on all of those being good, worth more than their weight in copper. All right, next piece here. Interesting looking piece. Here's a fellow with dreadlocks. Looks familiar to me, Tom. Should he?
Yeah, that's Bob Marley there. So if you like your reggae music, that's him. And that's actually a $100 gold coin from Jamaica that commemorates the 50th anniversary of his birth. It has about a half an ounce of gold in it, so it's actually fairly valuable. It's got, I think, a little over $900 just in metal at this point, and probably trades retail for around $1,000 or so. They don't generally go for large premiums over their gold value, but a little bit of a premium.
Wow, that's a big coin. What are the biggest gold coins? That's got to be among the biggest out there.
No, there's some that are much, much larger than that. I mean, in regular everyday trading, you know, a 1 ounce gold coin, which about twice the size of that is what we typically see. But there's coins that are 2, 5, 10 times as the size of that often.
Well, some people just got to show off, I suppose. And one more here. We've got about a minute here. This looks like something not dissimilar to something I bought from yours. I bought some Roman coins from you here not long ago. What is this that I'm looking at?
Yeah, that's a Greek coin. That's from the Greek city-state of Corinth. It's very distinctive. It's one of the most common coins encountered from antiquity. But all the coins that they made from Corinth have that Pegasus on the one side, and they have the helmeted head of Athena on the other side. There's actually hundreds and hundreds of different varieties of that particular coin. It's actually about 7 or 8 grams in weight, and about the size of a quarter, roughly, but much, much thicker. But just a cool, beautiful design and very collectible.
What's it worth?
This one has a little bit of graffito in there in the front. It looks like somebody scratched an A in front of the face maybe a couple thousand years ago. But typically one of those retails for maybe $300 to $500 in that condition.
There you have it. Always an education from Tom Colson, Liberty Coin Service. Look him up online and send your pictures to coins at stevegruber.com. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
First opened about 10 years ago, we were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.